Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is James Drury, and you're listening to Possum Hour. Possum Hour?
Just stand there and say knock, knock, knock.
I hope I can get out again.
I hope so, too. Knock, knock, knock.
Knock, knock, knock.
Into!
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Mary's switching in the kitchen, getting ready for the party tonight. There's a girl standing against the wall. She's getting ready to have herself a ball. Switching in the kitchen, getting ready for party tonight. Now I'm going home, see my baby, yes I am. Yes, I'm going home, see my baby, yes I am. Well, I'm going home, see my baby. Take her home some money and it don't mean me. I'm going home, see my baby, yes I am. Well, ain't it a shame, hear me on Sunday, ain't it a shame.
Possum Hour theme.
sky, tears and rain. Where's the limit to years go by? Out of darkness, fear and pain, all the time that we had. When all that's left is a photograph, my one golden moment in the sun. You hear what had to be done, living under the gun.
I never watched it either, Ford. Cop Rock. Randy Newman, though. I thought that was pretty cool. I mean, if your show fails and you have Randy Newman singing your theme song, it's a bad show. A very bad show. And it was. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Possum Hour. I hope you all had a great weekend. Or week. And that your week ahead is full of promise, like the margarine. Hope never heard of Cop Rock, man. It was Stephen Bochco's idiotic idea to have a cop show that was a musical. So, like, they'd arrest a perp and break into dancing, singing. Yeah. Ahead of its time, maybe. I don't know. Something like that. Well, tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, proud makers of cardboard pants and flushable donuts. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Beer Battered Shrimp. You're listening to the Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. Monday nights, it's us, Possum Hour. Tuesday, don't miss Wink Blinkley's tirade about nothing. This Wednesday at 3:45 a.m., join Flip Chin Dribble and his guest, Filbert Philly Filtrum, and his world-renowned nose hairs. On Thursday, Chunt Bluster finally gets laid. And then on Friday, I think I'm working. So, it's a week's worth of worthwhile time wasting right here on Earth. Flushable donuts, you got that right. Well, the phone lines will be open in a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
What would we do without text but voiced a wide from our sponsor?
Here's Rosemary.
Look, George, this'll stop your no cleaning miracle, remember?
Sure, Rosemary. It's the blueberry pie-eating skit.
Well, this is the dress I wore. It's hopeless.
Don't bet on it. New Tide XK's charged with stain-removing XK enzymes. Tide XK soaks out stains while it washes out dirt.
Tide XK's fantastic. Why, even the set and berry stain is gone. You gotta get it.
Hello?
Get a load of that eye boy on Mr. Big Bad Wolf. There's a lesson there, my boy, on how to protect yourself. So you better watch yourself. Never make eyes look out the sky who are bigger than you. stay in your class when you're making a pass. She may belong to some big palooka. Saying hello to a babe you don't know isn't healthy or wise. Take my advice, besides not being nice, it can be bad for your eyes. If you do, ooh, look out for Mr. Bigger Than You. With a man of muscle, don't ever wink at a gal with a king who can take you and break you in two. Don't never make eyes at the gals with the guys who are taller and sharper and stronger and rougher and big, 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 bigger than you.
You possum puss, get that punch out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
And now, here he is, the one, the only...
Fuck you, Gumby!
Let's have a little humility here now.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. fucking Gumby!
Hour says, suck it!
There she is. All right.
That's our Hitler!
Yeah, baby. How you doing, Professor?
Doing good. Doing all right. Still waiting for that
doing
call.
Doing good. How's that?
Good. Still waiting for that phone call.
Ain't got a phone call for crying out loud. It's Rosemary, man. Did you ever see that movie with that she and Maury Amsterdam did with Richard Deacon? Don't Look Now
we'll think of the title later or something like that.
Yeah, something like it had a goofy title like
that. Was bad.
That had to be the worst one of the worst movies ever made, man.
That was hard.
I mean I love Rosemary and Maury Amsterdam. It was such a dog, man. Holy cow.
Don't worry, we'll figure the title later or something. Something similar to that.
Oh, man.
Really dumb. Oh, God, was that bad?
It was funny. I mean, it's funny that it was so bad. And he got a lot of cameos in that.
Yeah. Really doing a lot of favors, I guess.
Yeah. So, anyways... what do we got here? The Cop Rock, yeah, that was weird.
I've never seen it either.
No, I never, I don't, I may have turned on the first episode for a couple minutes maybe, I don't know, but I know, I'm sure I didn't make it past the first commercial break.
I think it was probably played during one of my drink nights. Nice out.
Well, Botchko had such a great track record. I think I did give it a look, and then I said, oh, boy. It's a musical number. I had a tough time with that when I was a kid. They took me to a lot of plays.
Yeah.
And a lot of them, most of them are musicals. And I used to think, well, in real life, people don't jump into song all of a sudden.
A lot of kids don't care for musicals.
Yeah. I liked them, though. I mean, I liked the music and everything. But, shit, man, I've been that stupid Pick a Pocket or Two is my earworm, man.
Yeah.
They've left it on my YouTube algorithm, so it's like, there it is again. Let's check that out again. Ron Moody as Fagin. I don't know if he won the Oscar. He should have won the goddamn Oscar. He was incredible.
He was with Mel Brooks in the 13 Chairs, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah.
And you know what? I have to confess, I've never seen that.
You never seen 13 Chairs, yeah?
No.
I wasn't.
And I'm a Mel Brooks devotee. I know.
It wasn't. It really wasn't up to par with like his the producers and all that other.
Yeah.
But yeah, it had its moments there. It was really weird. It's like a con thing. All the jewels are hidden in one of the 13 chairs, so they spend the whole time trying to locate that chair.
Ron Moody, man. He was great as Fake.
Yeah, it's a shame he's not a bigger name, because he really wasn't bad.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man. He was just the archetypical Jewish caricature of, you know, Fagin.
Sorry, yeah, the Fagin character.
Yeah. Well, I've been a busy boy, man.
Yeah?
Working my tail off.
Okay.
Yeah. Drew drew Old People Wednesday.
Yeah.
Drew Doggies on Thursday. That was a very comfortable gig because I'm up on a high. I'm in a bar.
Yeah.
And I'm up on a high stool and shit. And I'm drawing off of gym cracks. But man, they tightened me up good, so I'm all cool with that.
All right, good, good.
Got some
how
good
do peepers, man? How do you see those gym cracks? All right.
I bring my cheaters, man.
Okay.
Like, because I know it's coming now. You know, it's kind of like I've done this a few times. It's like you. I think there was one dog there, and I drew that dog from a picture. They had a great picture of this Great Dane. I should have taken a picture of the thing, because it was a Great Dane and a. Great shot. Looked like Scooby-Doo or something, man. Pretty cool. But anyway, then Friday, drove down to Athens, Ohio, and drew co-eds.
Oh, okay.
And that was kind of treacherous on the way back because you got, like, there's no lights on the highway, you know?
Oh,
dark.
Jesus. Uh-huh.
And then you see the sign that says deer crossing, and you go, oh, fuck.
Oh, man.
You know? And then it was foggy on top of that, so yeah, that was kind of nail biting. And Saturday morning, me too. I'm losing it, man. I got to see the eye doctor so bad.
Big time, I'm losing it.
So bad.
I'm going blind.
So, well, yeah, you got that shit going on.
Yeah, still going on.
I'm going on and on, but yeah. Then Saturday, drew co-eds in the morning at OSU.
At
that gala, did you see that view off of that memorial?
Yeah.
That Church Memorial?
That was nice.
That was a hit. That was a nice gig. Lots of people dressed real nice, you know, that kind of shit.
Oh, very posh.
Yeah. And Sunday's out the zoo. That was that Riverside thing, man. Very cool, man. Very fun week.
You
know what? Working is good. I feel. I'll do a caricature of your dog, Apple Cheeks. No problem. No. I draw the little Toto dogs are fun to draw. All right.
Are you still feeling good?
Dude, I feel even better than I did last week.
Nah, good for you, man. All right.
I lost a few more pounds. Not a whole bunch, you know. Not like maybe.
Yeah, hey.
235.
All right.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. All day long, I've been sitting there going, man, I feel great.
Sweet. So,
that's the other thing. When you're working, you're not eating or sitting around drinking beers.
Uh-huh.
So, that
it's
helps
time
you.
Time away from that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I'm real happy, man. Going down to see Mikey next weekend. Hang out at a fest.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, we're going to blow something up.
Yeah, let's blow something up.
Mention that. Now, Ford had two requests for tonight. The first one was I Write the Songs by Manilow.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you're a fan of Love.
I don't know if anyone is.
It's about 90 minutes down to Athens, Ford. He's asking how long it is to Ohio University. So first off, we're going to blow up I Write the Songs. Ladies and gentlemen.
Right. Shit! Oh, shit! 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 What's all the damn noise? Sound like fucking taking a shit!
Forever.
Trent says, this is not too bad either. You got that right, Jack.
Yeah.
Way better
fucking
than the
egg,
Beatles.
Man.
Way better than
I'm
the Beatles.
I'm having chest pain.
There he is.
Better
there
than
he
the
is.
Beatles. Yep, yep.
By
yep,
far.
Yep. Mae West, man.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, kind of it was kind of bopping along, but then they that who the fuck was Jimi Hendrix in the session, man, on that thing or something?
Oh, really?
I don't. Sounded like it. Guy was shredding that guitar. All right.
And according to Steve, she was a tiny woman.
Really?
Yeah, and they raised eyebrows. Steve was talking about how she went to visit Groucho. And he was blown away by how small she was. She was a very tiny woman.
You know, most people on the screen are, though.
Yeah.
I mean, your John Waynes and your James Arnesses and shit. But then you got your Humphrey Bogarts. He's a little dude.
Yeah, he's a little guy. A lot of those old people, they were standing on boxes next to the woman.
Yeah? Who was that? Who was the one famous for that? Alan Ladd.
Alan Ladd? Was that a big one with Alan there?
Yeah, he was famous for, you know.
I played, they had the leading woman
Mrs. Jesus Christ in a trench, yeah. shoot. Well, there they are. The Possum Lounge.
Oh, groovy, baby. Yeah.
Yes.
Got that right. Apple Cheeks Alice is here.
Sweet Alice.
I'm going to draw a picture of Lucy. Just for you.
Yeah, we all want to see the picture of Lucy.
Yeah.
Lucy's a star in her own right.
Lucy in the sky with diamonds, man. When I get the time. Man, I got this cartoon. This guy wants a cartoon. I haven't, like, thought about it. It's biblical. It's like, I don't do Bible shit, man. Like, I'm not grokking the gag, you know? It's like... Well, people go to church too much, I think.
I don't think many go anymore. They're all shutting down.
That's good.
We can really hear that.
Hey, you know what else? Graveyards. What the fuck is with graveyards?
Yeah, exactly.
Good real estate. Golf course is a graveyard. Get rid of them.
Yep.
All right.
Gone.
Let them go back to nature, man. Grow over. Become a thing, whatever.
Nice little park.
Ecological habitat.
There you go.
Dr. Cake is here, speaking of ecological habitats.
Dr. Cake.
She said it was hot as fuck where she was today.
Yeah.
Today was a beauty here in Columbus, Ohio. I hate to tell y'all, man. We are in like some kind of weird pocket of good weather this summer.
Okay.
The whole rest of the world is screaming how hot it is, and we're sitting here going, it's not so bad, man. Oh, yeah. It's beauty. Except for last Friday. It was hot, and it was humid. And my power was off from noon to 5. I was ready to take the pipe by 5 o'clock, man. I'm like, God.
Sure.
Fuck this. I need air. So, yeah. You don't realize how much you need electricity until it goes off. And you're like, wait a minute. Nothing I can do. You know, I have a battery-powered radio. Fired that up for some NPR. Listen to that all.
Oh, okay.
Ha!
Jesus.
That's Boy Scout shit there, boy. Battery-powered radio handy. Huh?
No one else does. Nope. No one else does.
Nobody. Hell, if it came down to it, I could crank out the Victrola, man. Place of 78s.
The wind-up one. Wind-up puppy up.
Mm-hmm. Like a kerosene heater?
Anything to keep from opening up a buck. Right, Commodore?
Well, that's the other thing. I can't read unless I have...
No light at night. Yeah, there you go.
Unless I have hugely bright lights, I can't read.
There you go.
Can't see. You know, so, getting old's so much fun, man.
Oh, God.
That's why this upspin of feeling better is just like... I don't know when the last time I've started feeling better. You know, like...
Yeah. Hey, how are you
going? I remember
feeling
a period where I said, you know, I feel better today than I did yesterday. So great. Thank you,
good.
God. All right.
I'm going to that.
Or whoever. Thank you, devil. Whoever the fuck does it. No, thank you, me, for losing weight, man.
There you go.
Yeah. Apple Cheeks Alice, Dr. Cake, and Ford Prefect.
Ford.
Now, I got to ask you guys, are you seeing the picture for the show without the link in the title of the picture? And you know, the thing in the picture on Facebook? Because I've been leaving
it
out
it. Yeah.
And putting it in the comments. So I don't know if you're still seeing the picture. That's why I put up the Canadian flag there for the show. Alert all my North, well, half the listeners.
Yeah.
Oh, Ford's mourning the death of his neighborhood pizza store owner. He passed away. Oh,
passed away.
he passed away. I swear. I can't find it. Ah, crap. Yeah, there it is.
When the stars make you drool, just like a pasta fazool at some more.
Oh, that's beautiful, man. Hey, you know, you can't please everyone. That's the truth.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for coming, Ford.
Blue Prefect.
Not this one. There you go.
Okay, good stuff.
There's some roll call music. Because up next is G.T. Trenton, the strongest man on the internet.
GTO.
He was telling us about his wrestling coach earlier, Dr. Linguini, I think he said his name was.
Yeah.
Good man. Good man. Never touched them inappropriately, I don't think. Good mention. You gotta watch out for them wrestling coach dudes.
Oh, yeah, well, you know.
Pretty close. Picking balls.
Uh-huh. Don't be touchy-feely.
Yes. A little creepy. Creepy, on the creepy side. He says nasty. Just kidding, D. And there's other people's eyes. Our old pal. My pirates beat up his royals tonight. As if it matters. They're both sucking this year. Battle of the sucks. He says he's glad to be here. I'm glad to have you with us, sir.
Yes. Oh.
In addition, we have Professor R.J. Gumby, the Sinister Minister of Finance and Parking, here, live,
here
on our show.
Yes.
What's
that?
Okay, Ford's saying he saw the link to the show and shit, so interesting. But he tried to reply to the comment, but Facebook said it couldn't due to the new restrictions. Boy, it is. It's totally stupid. He says, yes, you are correct, sir. So, and there he is, the Sinister Minister, Finance Park. Ladies and gentlemen, a possum loud.
With your super host, Commodore Decker.
As the Beaver.
Paddock Bob.
Todd, how you doing?
Red, fancy meeting you here.
Hey, what do you say we sing a duet of one of your love songs? You know, you've written so many beauties.
Well, to tell you the truth, Red, I'd rather sing one of your love songs.
One of my love songs? I really don't consider When I Jerk Off a love song.
Oh, not that one. This one.
Oh, this one.
You hardly even know me. Just set yourself below me and blow me tonight.
Ooh, handy, would most certainly be dandy. But if I don't know me, you gotta blow me.
Ooh.
All right.
Part your lips that way.
You know I want you. Night and day, night and day, night and day, night and day.
When you squeeze my balls so tight, I wanna blow my nose with all my might. So blow me,
hardly even know me.
You hardly even know me.
Just set yourself below me. You gotta blow me tonight.
Blow, mommy, blow! Todd, put your pants back on, man. It's ridiculous.
Oh, come on, Red. Don't fight the pain. All right, everybody, sit.
Wrap it up, boys.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner.
I'm going to kick you right in the balls.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. What the fuck? Todd Rundgren and Red Peters. What the fuck?
We probably played that Red Peters song before, but I don't think we ever played the one with Todd Rundgren that singing with him.
No, no.
No, definitely not. No.
What in the? How in the world did that come together, man?
I know,
that's
man.
So funny.
That was weird. I stumbled across that. Oh, God, this is so fucking possum here.
Mm.
Todd Rundgren and Red Peters. Christ.
Indeed. Indeed. But you have to know who it is to get the true scope of the possumness. Alright, man. Anyway, everybody's coming up Commodore lately. That's good.
Yep. The Naz.
No, I ain't nazzing, man. No, I ain't that charming. But I'm feeling great, so maybe, you know, who knows. The next thing could be the Naz.
I can see the Naz in the future.
Man, it's just so nice to, like, God. You know, I can't compare it to, like, you know, you got to carry something around. Big weight on your shoulders or whatever all the time, all day long, and then you know you don't come off until you lay down in bed, and then when you get up it's back on there. Chronic discomfort and pain is just it's a curse, man. It sucks, and I know that a lot of people suffer from it. My God, do I have empathy. I did use my handicap placard Friday night. I was parking in the front row. Fuck all the dumb shit. There weren't any other cars parked there, so I figured, well, I'm not, you know, like, I feel like I wouldn't park in a handicapped spot if I wouldn't want to block, you know, somebody in a wheelchair or something like that.
Right after that episode of Seinfeld.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, but when, you know, in a situation like that, it's like, oh, bet, man, I'm parking up here. Fuck the dumb
shit. Yeah, shit.
And you know that handicap placard?
Uh-huh.
Drives the chicks crazy, man.
Oh, I'm sure it does.
They go nuts for that shit, man. Pity. Oh, the zoo was great, too, parking-wise. We had the inside track. Instead of, like, normally where I was working, I'd have had to walk. Jeez, I'm thinking it's a good close to a mile from the entrance of the park to where that shit is, right?
Yeah.
With my gear, which is why I have the handicap placard, you know. I can't do that anymore. And I was able to come in the back way, and it parked right around, a, you know, 50 feet away from the fucking shit, so.
How did you know that? Was someone guiding you when you pulled up, or did you know?
Well, the gal who hired me, she said that they offered that up.
Okay.
Zoo people. So she told me about it. I'm like, oh, man, that's a game changer there, you know. Because that, man, that was a haul. I remember the last time I was there, I stopped to talk to the caricature artists and found out they were high school kids and went, oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Their shit stunk. You know, your shit doesn't stink. Their shit stunk. It was terrible. It was bad. Well, getting toward that time, might as well, like a Band-Aid.
Yeah.
Rip that motherfucker right off.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
Yay! Oh! Get the fuck out, man.
The hell?
I don't know. You be the judge, folks.
Yeah.
They're happy about it at the wheel. I don't know. Not Yoke. Yoke says we won. I don't know. That still remains to be seen. Anyway, I didn't see one goddamn animal at the zoo. I went to the zoo. I didn't see a fucking animal. I didn't see a cardinal. I was sitting there set up as before people got there, and this cardinal lands next to me, and he's standing there. Just standing there. And cardinals, I've never seen a cardinal that close up, you know?
Uh-huh.
He's just standing there. He's like, I said, hey, dude, what's going on, man? So, you know, you're our state bird and shit. And he's like, yeah, I know. I'm going to take this potato chip, and I'll be seeing you later. Boom.
I think he wanted his funny head drawn. I thought that was the line.
And I'm wondering, maybe like the birds and shit at the zoo are more cool because they know people aren't going to fuck with them.
Yeah. But still.
They like animals here. Poor Jack Hanna has Alzheimer's, man.
Oh.
Keep him in your thoughts and prayers. It's 3 minutes. You'll never get back.
Teddy Kane.
Hey, 45, 78, we're gonna wiggle.
make us giggle. All my friends appreciate art.
Titty Shay.
There's a place on the wrong side of town.
Titty Shay.
She's a lady, don't put her down. Oh, you cats with your jaws hanging out.
Titty Shay.
Ain't your knees weak when she turned round.
Titty Shay. Titty Shag.
There's a place on the wrong side of town.
Titty Shag.
She's a lady, don't put her down. Oh, you cats with your eyes bugging out.
Titty Shag.
Make your knees weak when she turn round.
Titty Shag. She's a lady, don't put her down.
We want a gal with a snake and a rose up on the stage. Come on. Here comes a gal with a bone through her nose up on the stage. I like it.
I was muted. I can't find the damn cue. Where's that damn cue, you bastards?
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
That's why I was looking for that. I couldn't find the damn cue for the show there. With the,
Tom, super pump.
Oh, yeah.
McDonald's French fries.
Fuck yeah.
We might want to.
What's better than
the titty shake? That might come in handy.
Well, titty shake. It's a good one.
There you go.
I like.
And I like
I
that
like
Fran Dresser laugh there in the beginning. I wanted to point that out, the blow up. I forgot to point that out.
Oh, the David Soul one, that was from the lost episodes, man. Remember I lost like 3 or 4 years worth of show shit in that backup drive that went bad?
Yep.
And I'd gotten that off one of the lost episodes. So you were on there laughing at Fran Drescher going,
ah. That's
kind of funny, man. Yeah. You liked it then, you like it now. The man knows what he likes. I'll have to throw Fran Drescher in there in the next blow up, man.
There you go. She
okay, we got. I don't want to. What's that? She did a Woody?
She did it. Not a Woody. She was in a movie with Woody. Woody Allen.
Oh. Which one?
Picking Up the Pieces. You ever hear that one?
Yeah. Nothing on that.
Alan marries Sharon Stone and chops her up into little pieces.
Yikes!
Pickup truck. Her parts fall out, and he can't find her hand. And some blind woman finds it, and it gives her sight. So now it's like a big religious thing. It all takes place in like a little Mexican village. Really a weird movie.
When was this made? 90s?
I would say it's early 2000s, something like that. Picking up the pieces.
Wow. Man, I'll have to check that out.
His name's Tex.
Interesting.
He wears a big cowboy hat. Really weird. That is weird. Alan.
That is a weird one. All right, well, let's go with it. We got a lucky guy. Here's the luckiest guy ever, man. Well, not the luckiest guy ever.
Yeah.
A Wisconsin man. He, what did he do? He was at this lake, right? And, He tossed the kid into the water, you know, goofing around, horsing around. And the kid grabbed onto his hand and pulled his platinum wedding ring off.
Yeah.
Okay. Went into the drink, and the ring was lost. This is like 14 years ago. And some fox were swimming this summer and found the damn thing.
Nice
14
shit.
Years later. Yeah, put it up on Facebook, and... They said, well, there's an inscription, you know, what's the inscription? He told them what the inscription was, and got his fucking ring back, man.
Holy shit. I like stories.
He's just
like
Yeah, it's cool. But, you know, how lucky is that he even saw the notice on the internet?
Yeah, you know? That too, yeah.
That's pretty lucky stuff.
Uh-huh.
That's cool, man.
Finding a little ring in what was it, a lake?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The bottom of a lake.
Yeah.
Pretty weird, man.
Yeah.
I found up at Conneaut Lake one time, I found an intact old wine bottle.
Yeah.
Brown, it might have been a whiskey bottle, I don't know, brown bottle. It was intact, I just feeling around with my toes, I'm like, oh, what the fuck is this? Oh, jeez.
I had a weird coincidence when I was in grade school. Coming home from school, and I found a little piece of plastic. It was like brown plastic. It was in the dirt. It was even hard to see. I picked it up and said, what the hell is this? And for some reason, I put it in my pocket. I found out that my sister had lost her. You remember way back when they had tape recorders didn't have the built-in mic?
Yeah.
It actually came with a mic that you hook up. And you had that
right.
Little cheap piece of plastic to make it stand up.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. My sister lost it. It was like it was like 60 to 70 kids that walked home from school and that same path that I did. I just happened to find it. And it was my sister's. I didn't even know she lost it.
Yeah. And then you took it home and she's like, hey, why the fuck did you get that thing?
Yeah, exactly. All the
kids
crazy.
All past
there, man. It was nuts.
Yeah. That's weird shit, man. It's funny how that happened. That same at the lake one time, another thing like that. My whatever the fuck that woman was that I was with there, she her sunglasses went into the drink, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, I went in there, looked around. Here they are. My toe, you know, found a sunglass. I pulled them up. It was a beautiful pair of sunglasses. They were the different sunglasses. Somebody else's. They weren't hers. So, you know.
Silver sunglasses,
yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, wait, we got celebrity news, man.
Oh, bring it on.
Celebrity, yes. Here we go. GT, brace yourself. Brace yourself, GTO. Weird Al Yankovic announces he's no longer going to be weird. Man. Fuck, man. He's going to, like, just do regular serious music, man.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, this career goes.
This is a good move, man. You know...
Nah, it's not true. I think it's some kind of promo.
You think? You think?
Yeah. He's got to come up with something really bizarre after this.
I don't know. He's no Andy Kaufman, man. I think he's serious. He wants to not do parody because he said, I don't do parodies. Art is a reflection of the other art and all this other shit. Well, maybe he's horsing around. I don't know.
Joaquin Phoenix. Claiming that he wants to do rap. He wants no more movies. Remember that big hoax?
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Well, maybe he's going to continue to be weird. Oh, all right.
He's got something planned. Yeah.
It's a gag.
I tell you, that movie is funny as hell, that movie he did of himself.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he did the weird. Yeah, I guess he's fucking around.
No longer going to be weird.
Let's hope so.
Maybe that's it. He's just going to change his name.
All right. We got a lot of animal news here, so I'll just go through these quickly now.
Okay.
From the BBC, a Texas woman was injured after a hawk dropped a snake on her.
Did you do this one before?
Did I do this one?
Familiar. I don't know. Maybe I read it someplace.
All right. Well, we'll keep moving right along. A Michigan woman found a live frog in a package of spinach.
A live frog?
Live frog.
Jesus Christ.
They got video of it, man. A little froggy. Daddy loves froggy. Froggy love daddy. Here we go. A leopard. This was a cool video. A leopard fought off 50 baboons in the middle of the road.
Oh.
Fucking 50 baboons ganged up on this leopard.
Uh-huh.
Leopard fucked them up, man.
There you go. That's badass.
You know, my high school...
That's the Billy Jack of the jungle.
You know what my high school mascot was?
What?
Leopard. Not the baboons. We weren't the baboons. We were the leps, boy. The fucking leopards, man. Kick your ass. Where we go, people want to know. So we tell them, we are the leopards, mighty, mighty leopards. All right, a bear crashed a Colorado wedding. This was funny. They come back in for the reception, right?
Yeah.
And there's like a bear on the dessert table munching down. Not good, man, you know. So they managed to chase off the bear.
And they got a good story to tell.
And they got a good story.
Uh-huh.
A bear at the wedding. Oh, boy, be telling the grandkids that one. All right, 900-pound longhorn bull. Invaded North Carolina. Wow. They're in search of a 900-pound longhorn bull that escaped from its owner. Wow. This is a couple weeks ago. I don't know if he's still on the loose.
Jesus Christ. He's got,
they were
he's
using
got
a heat-seeking drone to find this monster. Wow. You know, we think we're cool eating these hamburgers and shit, but... You know. They're
going to
come after us, man. They're coming after us now. A trespassing iguana was removed from a Florida couple's toilet. Can you imagine? Flip on the top of the toilet and there's like iguana in your toilet.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You'd be like, oh, you know, I really have to take a piss, dude. You know,
what kind of toilets do these people have?
That's Florida, man. That's a fucking weird... That's another planet, man. Another fucking planet. Weirdorama.
Wow.
Animal control officer asks public not to chase a loose pig in Rhode Island. He will only run further, the authorities say. Don't chase.
How can you not chase a loose pig? I mean, you got it. Everyone has that instinct. You got to chase it.
It's pigs and Ned Beatty. It's the same. It's like you got to chase them. Oh, boy. And finally, in animal news, a two-headed snake was hatched at a pet store in England.
Ooh.
Very interesting. Two-headed snake. One seems to have a narrower throat, so it requires smaller food. And they said it's strange to see that the left-hand head will make a chewing motion of eating whilst the right-hand head is actually eating.
Oh, okay, interesting.
Yeah, freaks of nature, man.
That is freaky.
You know what I mean? Freaks of nature. What do I got? What is this? Bing is open. Right. Close now.
Uh-huh.
Man. I got to use Bing to, we've talked about that. Explode the shit to the show.
Old Bing.
Old Bing. Oh, wait, here we go. The Guinness Records. Ladies and gentlemen.
All right, here we go.
Gumby, you're going to have to take issue with this one.
Okay.
An Idaho restaurant assembles the world's longest Philly cheesesteak. What? It's an Infamia, man. Philly cheesesteak in Idaho?
Yeah, well, they're all over the place. Don't you have a restaurant around your place that sells Philly cheesesteaks?
Oh, sure.
Big thing. Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Did I tell you I went to the new deli? Fox's Deli, and I got the pastrami, and it was great.
Oh, okay.
So life is good again. I got a deli.
Yeah, it's always good to have a good deli.
But this, deli food's check the it best. Out. Goal was 700 feet of Philly cheesesteak. They beat the current record by 72.5 feet with 722.8 feet of Philly cheesesteak. This thing's just like circling around this table. Long table, takes a turn, goes up the next table, and then takes a turn, goes down a table, and goes takes a turn around, comes back up, and then on, and then down, and then up and over. It's fucking huge.
That
a lot
huge.
Of Philly cheesesteak. But it's not one, I don't know, I take issue with it because it's not one bun.
They couldn't do that. They couldn't pull that off. Yeah.
It's just a bunch of fucking Philly cheesesteaks.
That's it. That's all. And you got to keep those puppies nice and high.
Exactly. By the time you get the thing built, the front end's cold.
You don't want to eat that cold shit.
No. A remote-controlled car breaks a speed record and then explodes. Yeah. This guy, remote-controlled jet-powered car, and he needed to beat 93.2 miles per hour. Got it up to 94.76 miles an hour. Then his second run clocked in at 137 miles an hour.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That was disqualified because the nose of the vehicle fell off during the run. Then on his third try, he reached 141 miles per hour. But it blowed up. So, you know.
And now you know the limit.
You go too close to the sun, you know what I mean?
And why would it be disqualified if the front fell off? What's that got to do with the
You know, well, they are strict with the rules.
Cheap bastard.
Enter! I was looking for to blow the kaboom, but I couldn't find
it. I was close enough.
You know, what the hell. Just between.
Just some blow
okay.
up.
The rest of the... shit. All right. This is weird. I don't know. I always feel weird about these animal Guinness records. Some Michigan cat has a 16-inch long tail. You have 16.07-inch tail. And I guess that's from rectum to tip. I don't know. The Cygnus,
okay.
A cat. A Maine Coon. There's a breed of cat named Maine Coon.
Oh, yeah. Very
remains
popular.
The world record, the longest tail.
Longest tail.
No. Taking the record from his half-brother. I don't know. Fuck this thing. Never mind. Too many beers. It doesn't make sense to me.
Long tail.
His brother had a long tail, too. A Wisconsin company makes the world's longest meat stick. Now, this is something I can admire and get behind.
Yeah.
This is a 314-feet long Slim Jim, dude.
Oh. Okay.
I'm in on that. I love fucking Slim Jim. That's my only vice now. Like, because, you know, I'm on a diet and losing weight, but if I go to this one place, they got these meat sticks. They're not Slim Jims or something else, but I'm like, yeah, what the fuck, man? You know? I have a meat stick.
It's more of that than it is the jerky, though, right?
I can't do jerky because of my teeth. It gets stuck in my teeth.
It's a little tough. Stuck.
Yeah. I like jerky, but yeah, it's too much of a pain in the ass. I
never
steak. I don't even enjoy eating steak.
Oh, no?
And pork gets caught in my teeth, too. I don't eat a lot of... I think that's one of the reasons I don't eat that, either.
Oh,
with oak, man.
You just pick
I'll tell you what, I feel better.
Teeth, that's all.
I feel better when I eat vegetables. I don't...
There you go.
Whatever
works.
I feel like shit when I eat meat and shit, you know? It's like...
So
but I crave meat, but really my body wants salad. Veering back onto the news, a Batman super fan has collected 8,226 pieces of Batman memorabilia. Batbilia. And, this guy, Brad Ladner of Milton, Georgia, I don't believe he's ever been laid.
I don't think so.
The weird thing is, he started collecting in 1988. That's a lot of shit for...
Oh, yeah.
Seems like...
Did he say how old he is? When did he start?
He doesn't look that old. When did
Tim Burton's Batman come out? I know it was 80-something. Maybe that's when he got started with it.
I think that was 89.
Yeah,
he said he read the they killed off Robin right before that, the first movie in the comic books.
Yeah,
and he said that was the first thing he read and he got into Batman. But again, collections of shit like that are lame. You know, get a life.
Yeah, but it's interesting. He was late for the whole thing. It seems like.
Well, he's not that old. I mean, he doesn't look that old. He looks maybe 40. So, you know, he's a young guy.
Okay.
But, shit, I got Batman shit going back to when I was a little kid, I'd say, you know. But I figured, you know, there was other things in the world to think about, like Magilla Gorilla.
Or Chip.
From Magilla Gorilla. Or Tiny Tim, or what else I got up Pogo.
The Moira.
Pogo guy. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
All right. Is this it? Oh, boy. Yeah. We're going to end with this one. A Swedish man eats 13.85 ounces of fermented fish in 1 minute. Ooh. You remember it was a contest organized by the Disgusting Food Museum. It's a Swedish delicacy. Sturströmming, Swedish delicacy consisting of fermented herring that has been salted just enough to prevent it from rotting.
Oh.
Smelly fish is famous for causing vomiting in the, from the smell alone. And he ate 14 ounces of this shit in 1 minute.
In 1 minute. Oh, Jesus.
Ooh, brother.
Fucking inners.
Leave you with that thought.
Don't stop me.
Now, back to our show.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I was a little lit when the show started already, you know. Left over from earlier. We had a whack, one whack of the scotch that started it all. Lagavulin 12-year-old scotch. Me and him went in on a bottle of it. Lord, I don't know how many years ago. And it's only halfway gone, right?
Uh-huh.
Sits up on the top shelf. He's like, how about the Laggy 16? I says, fuck yeah, man.
Uh-huh.
What it's made for, drinking.
I admire you guys to take one whack at it, and that's it.
Yeah, oh, fuck, man.
I couldn't do that. I had that bottle polished.
Yeah, so you can't fuck fuck around with scotch like that, man.
Uh-huh.
You will be a whoa. You will be having some troubles. And that's why I've always been afraid of becoming an alcoholic.
Because
I like to drink. You know?
Oh,
yeah. I don't want to have to give it up because I'm a, you know, it gets better of me. Which
definitely.
It does all the time, but, you know, I'm still functioning, I guess. I don't know. I'm sure there's psychologists that would say, sir, you're in denial. You are an alcoholic. I'd say, go fuck yourself.
There you go.
It's not fried. It's shake and bake, and I'll help.
You got that right, bitch. Yeah. Ah, well. You got to die of something, right?
Ain't that the truth?
I tell you what, I'm cutting down on all my vices. I just can't do it like I used to. Any of that shit. Later, GT. He's going to run out before the yo-yo yodel. The yodel tonight's great.
Yeah.
The yodel's great tonight. But yeah, I can't put away the beer like I used to.
Good.
You know, smoke a little of marijuana. I can't do that like I used to.
Your body breaking down, saving your ass.
Yeah, so yeah, you know, I guess so. You know, I don't know. I had a different attitude now. Like, you know, I used to like get a little tuned up before a gig. I don't like to get tuned up before a gig anymore.
Yeah,
I want to be straight so I can do my shit right. You know, I don't know.
Oh, definitely.
That stinks of maturity and growing up. Ooh. I have to take a shower after this. Apple Cheek says she has one drink a day. That's very good for you.
That's very good
for you. To have one drink a day.
Yep.
If I had one drink a day, I'd be even better. And, you know, I bet you someday, conceivably, I'll be there.
Yeah.
There's some lady that was like 120 years old over in England or Scotland, and she would have a one whack of famous grouse every night before bed. It would be 120 or some shit.
See that?
Yode it all.
And I think those Europeans live so long because they have one glass of wine at dinner time.
Yes. Helps you with the digestion of your food.
There you go.
You know, you come over to America, and it's like, more wine! A bottle, or chug-a-lugging it, you know. You can't
that's one thing I
scotch,
never drink.
Wine makes me loopy. I get loopy on that shit. I like my light beers. Got an MGD going over here. Beauty. Man, I don't think I'm going to ever have a Canadian again. They're gone. Nobody's selling them anymore. You got Molson Golden. They're selling, but no Canadians.
Going with Canada or something?
I don't know, man. I'm glad I drank the shit out of them while they were around.
There you go.
Now, you know, that's a good beer.
Yeah. They're not planning on having a war against us, are they? Canadians.
Jesus. Tell you what, man. We need to make America great again. Did you see dude's mugshot?
Yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah.
With the Kubrick stare.
Yeah, I like that.
That was
great.
Funny.
Uh-huh.
Oh man. I think he's going to the jug.
Yep. He can't get out of this one.
Jug.
I just think he'd probably be dead before this happens. You know?
I'm going to, if he gets to go to Jug, I will come in my pants, ladies and gentlemen. I will come in my fucking pants right there.
That's why I hate to say it, but don't die on us, Bobo.
to see him live just so he could go to jail and be miserable. Poop pants behind
the bar. We might get a piss tape afterwards. They might be, prisoners will pay all of them.
We'll keep a good thought.
I look pretty stupid in this, yodeling my way across the Alps.
Yodel! Simply Smack with the funky yodel. Feeling good. Everybody give a wish of good cheer.
There you go.
And good health. Our good pal. You know, this podcast goes around the world.
Yes.
You know how many tens, hundreds, thousands well-wishers there will be? Board?
That's right. You'll be feeling
millions
fine in no time.
Yeah. That's some thoughts and prayers there, bitch. Kidding around.
A lot of it's going to be in German, but yep, you'll get it. We got it. We got you covered.
Just don't mention the war, okay?
That's all.
Don't do it.
Hey, I forgot I posted that Jim O'Brien, that parachutist, the weather guy from Philadelphia. I forgot I put that on Grenache.
Oh,
Roz's father. His name is Jim O'Brien. My father hated this guy because he was like trying to be funny, you know, one of those weathermen trying to be funny.
Right.
Slapping like a cloud with a frown on its face up in the board. And this bad guy over here is coming down here. Father hated him. Just tell me the fucking weather.
We went on KDKA, Channel 2 in Pittsburgh. This one guy, Bill Kudzma.
Yeah.
And he was, I think that was his name. He was funny. But not, he wasn't corny funny or going out of his way. He was just naturally funny. Mm-hmm. And when I started smoking dope and listening to him do his weather, I noticed he had a cadence where his... when he'd talk, you know, it was really strange. He's sitting there going, wow, man, check that out. There he goes, man. It's tripped out.
We had a guy in Boston that was always drunk. You could tell the guy was drunk. His name was Hurricane Schwartz. Hurricane Schwartz. Had a little bow tie on, a hat. He looked like a real dweeb, but you could tell he's been drinking.
Dunk of mine cake. She says, awesome possum show.
Oh, thank you, Kate.
Yeah, man. But what do
like
we got to
possums.
Go out? Yeah, man, that's fun tonight. That's fun time. I don't know if we'll be on next week because I got that. I might be in Kentucky, of all places.
Okay.
Yeah, but in lieu of that, I'll say.
So long, suckers.
There it is.
I finally got it on air.
Get him in early. I like it.
Say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody! And an energize!
Sometimes I get disgusted here. My mind goes up and down. Sometimes I get disgusted here. My mind goes up and down. Yes, my woman half quit me. Now my buddy's hanging round. And it's a mean old world to live in. I'm just traveling through. Yes, it's a mean old world to live in. I'm just traveling through. Yeah, sometimes I get so blue till I don't know what to do. Yeah, the woman I'm crazy about, my people hate to hear her name. Yeah, the woman I'm crazy about, my people hate to hear her name. What breaks my heart when they call her no good name? All over the southern states, I have been in the north, all over the southern states. It ain't the people, the good Lord made it straight. What's fair for me to do? Yeah. What's fair for me to do? If my mother's praying, I hope she pray for me some too.
Now, folks, it's time to say goodnight. We sincerely appreciate your patronage and hope we've succeeded in bringing you an enjoyable evening of entertainment. Please drive home carefully and come back again soon. Good night.
Do it again. I like it.
Oh!
Yeah, that was perfect.
Woo! That- That was razor sharp there, brother.
Right on the money.
Emmy!
Hey, you know what I'm watching right now?
What you got?
Richard Widmark just threw an old lady in a wheelchair down this flight of steps.
Ah, classic.
Uh-huh.
What's the name of that one?
Kiss of Death.
Man, that's like
that
iconic,
was,
man.
I was telling you that. That scene was on.
That's some iconic shit. Oak
uh-huh.
says perfect timing in the chat.
Good, there you go.
We nailed that one.
Recognize.
Big Bill Brunzy, man, brought us home. So yeah, I'll let you know. I'll give you a. What do you call that when you text somebody on Facebook? Is that a PM?
No, it's just it's PM or DM. I think it's both. DM.
PM.
Direct message.
Private message.
Or PM. Yeah. I think they go by both.
I don't know.
Yeah, so we're getting.
I'll
we're getting
holler at you.
We're getting. Yeah,
I'll holler at.
You got to hit me up
next week.
Hit me up, baby.
Cause yeah, I'll hit you up. Cause I was so busy working, I got this show together like Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
Last week, cause I was like, man, there's no way I'm gonna fucking be doing a show, you know. Want to do a show at that point, but if it's ready, I'll do it. You know, it'd be fun. So, I'll check my schedule, and if I'm back Monday night, we'll do show. If not, well,
okay,
don't play in traffic. You know, what I'm saying. Other than that, I got no better advice.
There you go.
So be happy, man.
That's it.
Happiness. See. Well, that was a good one, man.
Yeah, we had a good time.
Good time. Splendid time was had by all. Two blow-ups.
Yeah.
That's added value, man.
Titty shake. Right.
Titty shake.
Titty
and we got
shake.
Through the titty shake. And people like...
Live titty shake.
Live titty shakes. You gotta love titty shakes. All right, what are we gonna do here, man? That's too long. here we go. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
A Filmways presentation.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.